We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's. St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So, you know, a lot of talk lately here in the room. Of course, Danielle and Froggy both have sons going off to college.
Yeah.
I know you guys are having a farewell son party this weekend, Froggy, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, his going away party for his friends and people who have become really close with him is Saturday night.
And how you feeling? How are you feeling about your son being 5 hours away by car?
You know, it's I think about things. I hate to do this. I had a thought the other day. We were doing something, and I thought, well, this could be the last time we do this. It won't be the last time ever, but it'll be the last time while he's living here. It is. It's sad. I hate to see him go because he's my football buddy. He's my golfing buddy. We spend a lot of time together. He really, truly has become my best friend. But it would be selfish of me to make him stay home or to want him to stay home. I want to see him spread his wings and do what he wants to do, and I'm excited for him, and so I'm trying to let that drive everything I feel, my excitement to watch him grow and live his
life. So I remember one thing Froggy said to me is like, well, the alternative is he just sits at home on the couch Monday through Sunday and does nothing.
Right.
So there's that. What about you, Danielle? How are you feeling? Where's your head now?
So I had two breakdowns this weekend. Had to call.
What do you mean? Describe the breakdowns.
So I start thinking about, I see Spirit Halloween opening up, and I start thinking, okay, I love Halloween, but it's going to be...
Is it going to be weird without him around for Halloween?
This year. Yeah, because that's our holiday in my house. And then Spencer loves the holidays in general. So he brings so much joy to the house for the holidays, just celebrating the whole season. And
let me ask you a question. What were your favorite costumes your son has worn Halloween's past?
That
stick out in your mind?
When we did Mario, the whole family did the Mario, you know, Princess
right?
Peach and Luigi and Mario, you know, like stuff like that. But he just brings so much joy with stuff like that. And then I start thinking about walking by his room and not seeing him in there. And then, you know, and then I say to myself, yeah, the same thing with Froggy. Like, but you want him to go. You want him to experience this. This is his life dream. This is something a lot of people don't get to do. I would never, ever hold him back from that. And that's why I try not to let him see me, like, get upset. But then I call Lisa, Froggy's Lisa, because she's going through the same thing, and I just bawl.
Oh, so, Grace, you two bawl at each other on the phone. Hey, but you know what? There's something you need to remember, both of you. And look, I'm not a parent, but you're talking about how they are going through growth, how this is a life change for them. this is also growth for you.
Yep.
In mm-hmm. your life, letting this kid that you helped form into a man, both of you, now you have to like trust that everything you did while you were learning to be a parent along the way is going to pay off.
Yeah.
But this is about your growth as well, you know? And I think you both have a lot to be proud of. You both should be very proud of not only what you've done so far with your kids, but what you still have yet to do, you know?
Yeah.
You have more costumes to wear.
Well, of course.
You know, it's Froggy, you have more golf games to do with your son.
I do. I look at him and say, you made it. In spite of me being a bad parent,
right. Listen,
I'll be honest. I am not a great parent. I really am not. I've done the best that I knew what to do. There are things I would like to go back and change, but I am so proud of what he has become
and there
he
you
is
go.
Becoming, yeah. and I'm excited for him.
Yeah. Well, okay, just if you could take the camera off them and put it on you, and let's talk about your growth as a human being. This is also what that's about. And
yeah.
congratulations to both of you. So the things you need to teach your kids, I was reading this over the weekend. I was thinking of you two. The things that they need to know before leaving for college. Ooh. Number one, how to apologize. Mm-hmm. They need to be genuinely prepared to say they're sorry and take responsibility for their mistake.
Yeah, I think we've finally gotten there with that.
Yeah.
Right. how to do laundry. So simple. I mean, I still put colors with whites. I still do. I never learned.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So the laundry thing, he wanted to wait till August 1st to learn. So tomorrow he'll have to learn how to do the laundry. He put that off for as long as he possibly could.
I get yelled at because I put towels in with like black t-shirts and things. What are you doing?
No!
Okay, how to apologize, how to do laundry, how to listen to their body. Like, they need to follow the body's cues. If there's a problem, you need to act on it. You can't ignore it, right?
I think that's one of the things that freaks me out the most, because they push themselves and they'll keep going. And I'm like, if you're sick, you need to stop. You need to get medicine. You need to whatever. How's he going to know to do that? Will he be able to do that? Like, that freaks me out.
Right. And this is something we all could grow up a little bit about, listening to our bodies and acting on things we find. Also, how to be assertive.
Mm.
They need to be able to advocate for themselves and communicate effectively, share their thoughts and opinions, and be assertive. How to create and maintain a healthy routine. Are they both into like taking care of themselves?
Yeah, definitely.
Is Caden all right?
Yeah, he does.
How to stay on top of important email and correspondence, like keeping up with things, getting ready for a life where you're going to have to pay bills and things like that.
Yeah, that's tough.
How about the budget? Have you guys talked about budgets?
Oh, yeah.
How to stick to a budget?
I left that to my husband. He's taking care of that part.
I'll tell you what we did. We set up a credit card and it's got a monthly budget on it. I told him if you use that budget by the halfway through the month, then you got to figure it out. Mm-hmm. You need to make that last over the entire month.
Isn't it wonderful though when they have their own money? Things start getting more expensive in their eyes because they're like, oh, if it was your money, Mom, no problem.
Right.
It's my money now. I don't think I need that.
Funny how that works. They need to learn this was a big one, how to clean a bathroom.
Mm.
And they're boys. So, you know, they're peeing all over the place.
Yeah.
And they leave streaks in the toilet. They need to learn the importance of a clean bowl. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And finally, they need to know how important it is to connect with people and find true friends. Not just the acquaintances you meet at the bar or whatever, but people you can rely on and trust.
Yep.
And it's great. So 100%. You both feel like all of the above, your sons are ready for it all.
No, not yet. We're still working on some of those.
Exactly.
But for the most part, I think we're heading in the right direction.
Back to the clean bathroom.
That's a work in progress.
That could be the stumbling block. Yeah. All right.